Blog Talk Radio. Radio.
I'm done building my own kingdom.
I guess it was my fault. I was supposed to call the hostess number.
No more.
Instead of the, she said she was on.
Seeking
so
worthless
idols.
Like sheep, we have all gone astray.
International, hallelujah, with Evangelist Montel Fields and Pastor Barbara Smith with the King of Glory Ministries in Garrett, Kentucky. Praise God. We are so blessed to be with you tonight. And we thank you for choosing to listen tonight what God has prepared for you. Hallelujah. Truly, it's a blessing just to get in to the Word of God and to know that God is for us. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, that right there is shouting grounds to know that God is for us in this day and this hour that we live in. Hallelujah. Tonight, we're going to be talking about, as for me and my house, hallelujah, we're going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah, we got a made-up mind tonight, and we're not going to be persuaded, hallelujah, with the devil and all of his little imps that he tries to send around to discourage you, to try to pull you away from what God has for you. I'm telling you tonight, hold on. Glory to God, dig your heels in and hold on. Praise God, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, right now, God, as we come before your presence, as we come in your name, lifting up your word unto you, lifting up your people, Lord God, we praise you right now that you're going to give the people an ear to hear what you are saying. God, give them an eye to see what's going on in the spiritual realm. God, give them your words to say in this lost and this dying world. Oh, God, have your way in every area, God. Touch every heart right now that's going to hear this word or that's listening right now. God, that's even going to hear it even a year or so from now. God, I thank you that it's still our right now word. Why? Because you have said it. Glory to God, and we praise you for it, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I want to invite you on Saturday mornings at 8:30 on One Mind and One Accord TV on the Now Network. Praise God. Evangelist Montel Fields and some other ministers will be preaching and singing and giving forth the Word of God. It's on the Now Network. You can pick it up on Roku. You can go to Evangelist Montel's page or mine, Barbara Smith, and you can get all the different channels that it's on cable TV. But we invite you. Hallelujah. Join with us there. God's word's going forth. And we always encourage you, get your Bibles, get your pen and paper, and anything we say, write it down. And you yourself make sure that it's the word of God. And if we tell you the word of God, receive it. And if it's not in this word, you reject it. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Hallelujah. Evangelist Montel has told her people that's on, you tell the truth. Glory to God. The word's what it is. The sin in the word is sin today. It ain't changed. They might have put some different words on it to try to pretty it up, to make it look like not sin, but sin is sin. And I'm here to tell you tonight, they ain't no big ones, and they ain't no little ones, because sin is sin. Glory to God, we are so blessed chose to be with us tonight, and we truly appreciate you, and we pray for you. We thank God for each and every one of the listeners, and this is reaching all around the world. Hallelujah. God's word is going places that they said we will never let the word of God in here. guess what? Glory to God, you're hearing it, you're seeing it. It's on the TVs, it's on the airways. You can look on the radio, on the internet. Glory to God, God is getting his word forth. Why? We're living in a hard time. Glory to God, it's hard for them that's not saved. For those that are saved, it's a glorious time. Hallelujah, because we just await the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah, and that's what we're going to talk to you tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just pray that the Lord helps me to decrease, that he may increase. Hallelujah. That it be the word of God, because his word will not return unto him void, but it's going to accomplish what he sent it out to do. And I'm telling you tonight, glory to God, his word is going forth. Yeah, there's a lot of half-truths out there, and I'm telling you, you can hear them everywhere, but you have a choice. Glory to God, you can listen, or you can immediately turn it off. And I would advise you, if it's not the word of God, glory to God, I wouldn't have no part in it. Praise God, turn it off, get rid of it, whatever you have to do. But if it's the word of God, receive it and measure up to it. And tonight, I'm telling you, I feel so much like Joshua did. Glory to God. Did he have problems? Yes, he did. Did people come against him? Oh, yes, they did. But you know what? He had a made-up mind. And there's a song that says, I got my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. And I'm telling you tonight, that's what it takes, is a made-up mind. Because if you look with these eyes in the natural, if you hear with these ears in the natural, you'll be discouraged. You'll be down and you'll be out. But if you look in the Word of God and see what God said about it, I'm telling you tonight, God's word is true, and what God told you, he will bring it to pass. Hold on, hold on. Glory to God. I want to share some scriptures tonight, to Lord willing, out of Joshua chapter 24, and then I got some in Acts 4, hallelujah, that I want to share with you. Praise God, because how many knows that you can look at the word and it's being more fulfilled each day. And when that last prophecy is fulfilled, glory to God, you'll see those eastern skies part. Glory to God, and Jesus is coming back for a people without spot and without blemish, a holy, a clean people that are able to lift up holy hands unto the Lord. Glory to God, because he said in his word, without holiness no man shall see the Lord. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Glory to God, and that don't mean, oh, holier than thou. That means as you read the word of God, measure up to it. Glory to God, and if you slip up, repent. Ask him to forgive you and help you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Glory to God, that's the word. He said if you have a sin, go have an advocate with Jesus Christ the righteous. He's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Glory to God, because he saved us from our sins. He didn't save us so we can stay in our sins, but he has called for a people that will come out. Glory to God, he said, be ye separate, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. He's calling for a peculiar people. Glory to God. And people today, if you don't party and do drugs and run around with men and women, glory to God, they think something's wrong with you. But I'm telling you, if they knew what I knew, glory to God, they would be content to stay in the house praising and glorifying the Lord. Hallelujah. I had somebody tell me one day, he said, there's no fun in serving God. I said, I don't know what kind of God you're talking about. Glory to God, but my God, the true and the living God, I have fun each and every day. I have peace of mind. I have joy. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength today. Is the joy your strength? Hallelujah. Do you need some strength tonight? Do you need some more joy? Glory to God. I'm telling you, he's waiting there to pour it out on you. Praise God. Praise God. I am truly excited tonight because I have seen a move of God. Even this week, glory to God, within my family, I've been praying for. Hallelujah. I've seen God do a mighty shaking. Glory to God, that his will can come forth. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've heard just words of joy just coming out of their mouth. And there's nothing like knowing God has moved and answered prayer. And I'm telling you, if you prayed for your family, hold on. Don't give up. Throw in the towel. That's what Satan wants you to do. He wants you to get tired and think it's never going to change, because it seems like the more you pray, the worse it gets. But that's just a lie straight from the pits of hell. I'm here to tell you what God said God will bring to pass. Glory to God. And I'm going to try to read some scriptures. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's hard for me to contain myself for the presence of God that I feel in this place. Glory to God. His glory I feel from my head to my toes. Glory to God. Lord, let them feel it. Let it go out to the airwaves, God. Send it to their home, to their businesses, those that are listening in jail and in prisons. Glory to God. Send it to the nursing homes. Lord God, let your word be heard all across the land. God, I praise you. In Joshua chapter 24, I'm going to start at verse 14. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity. I want you to hold on to that word. Think about that word. That's a key right there. Serve him in sincerity. Sincerity and in truth. That's another key. Glory to God. That'll unlock some spiritual doors for you tonight. Glory to God, that you've been trying to get in and think, how do I get there? There's just some keys right there. Sincerity, first serve, sincerity and truth. And put away the other gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many out there has a made up mind? Glory to God. Hallelujah. No, if he did not do another thing, dying on Calvary's cross, that we could be saved and delivered and set free and healed. Glory to God, he paid for it right there. Hallelujah. But he blesses us each and every day. In Psalm I think it's 19, said, we are loaded with benefits every day, and truly we're loaded with the benefits of God. Just to wake up, it's Him that did it. Glory to God, 15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day who you will serve. Hallelujah. The Lord don't make you serve Him. Praise God. You have a choice out there. So choose you. What day? What day did I say? Hallelujah. Glory to God. In other words, what day did the Lord say? This day. Glory to God. What is this day? It's right now. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. This day. Who ye will serve, whether the God which your father served, you got a choice. There were on the other side of the flood, or the God of the Amorites, in whom land ye dwell. But Joshua said a statement here, glory to God, and I'm telling you, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I'm telling you, that was a bold statement right there, because I'm telling you, it wasn't popular to stand and declare the Lord, and it's not popular today neither. Glory to God, you're hated. But that's okay. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Hallelujah. You got many choices out there. There's people that worship rock, the sun, the moon, the stars. Some worship cows. They worship many things. And do you know you can make a god out of anything? What you put first in your life, I want you to think about that. That's for some food for thought. Whatever you put first in your life, that is your God. Think about that for a minute. Glory, that is your God. Hallelujah. Think about it. Verse 16, and the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. I'm telling you, for the Lord our God, it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Glory! That's shouting grounds right there. Hallelujah! Because if you're saved tonight, you've been brought up out of bondage. Glory! Hallelujah! Because Satan would like to keep you bound. He would like to keep your mind in thoughts of pornography and all the carnal things of the world, and how I can get that, and who I can cheat for this, and who I can steal from that. But I'm telling you, that ain't God. Glory to God, if you serve God, if you put Him first. Glory to God, He said, if you seek the kingdom of God and put Him first, all these other things will be added unto you. Glory, that's in Matthew. And I'm telling you, you got a choice. Praise God, but I choose to serve the living God, the one that truly brought me out of bondage. Hallelujah. The rest of 17. And which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all ways thereon. And He went, and among all the people, those they He passed through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, they would have never made it that far if the Lord had not been with them. Glory to God, but they wandered around 40 years, glory to God, and they could have got there in 3 days. But you know what? Because of their hardness of heart, glory to God, and they didn't want to do it God's way. They wanted to do it their way. And I'm telling you tonight that this book that's above every book, and it's called the B-I-B-L-E, glory to God, and little kids sing the B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. Hallelujah, it stands upon the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Glory to God, people, that is the book that you and I need to get into. We need to fast and pray and seek the face of our Father. And I'm telling you, any time this word of God comes forth, you better believe that it comes to me first. Glory to God, I got to be first partakers of this word of God before I can give it out, so I can decree and declare, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Why? God loved me first. He reached way down below the bottom and picked me up, hallelujah, and set my feet on that solid rock, glory to God, and now I'm on that solid foundation, glory, that when the winds come and the storm, oh, it rages, but my house will not stand because it is founded on the rock Christ Jesus, cornerstone that the builders rejected. Glory to God, but I'm telling you, it stood throughout the ages. Hallelujah, and I want to spend eternity with him. Because I'm telling you, we're in this for the long haul. Glory to God, this life is like short. The word said our life is like a vapor. Glory, we're here 1 minute, and we're gone the next. We have no promise of tomorrow. So I have got to make every minute count that God gave me right now. Glory to God. I want to praise him. I don't know about you, but I wasted too much time. Glory, it's time to launch on out into the deep. Glory to God, wade on out in the water and see what God has for you. Don't stop there in ankle-deep water. Glory, but launch on out. Glory, and watch and see what the Lord does. I'm telling you, any time that God promises you something, you better believe Satan's going to get in there and say, it ain't going to happen. But if you believe God, you'll hold on, glory to God, and you won't let go of that promise of God. He said, I am a God that I cannot lie. I'll do exactly what I said I'll do. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you tonight, I serve a mighty God. And you do too if you serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father right now making intercessions for you and I with groanings which cannot even be uttered. Oh, does he have some good things in store? I'm telling you, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard the things that he has prepared for the church. and for those that love him, and for those that will hold on. Glory to God. There's a song that says, ride out your storm. Glory to God. So that tells me that the storms is going to come. Glory, the winds is going to blow. It's going to get hard at times. Glory to God. But I have a decision. Am I going to hold on and fight for what God says is mine? Or am I going to give in to the enemy and say, okay, here, you can have it. It's up to you. Are you willing to fight? Oh, because I'm telling you right now, we're in a spiritual warfare, and the battle's raging, and Satan wants to discourage you on every hand. Oh, he'll tell you things that ain't true. That's why you need to know whose voice you're listening to. Oh, Jesus said in John, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Hallelujah. Because he was the good shepherd, the shepherd that gave his life for his sheep. Hallelujah. Glory. I am so blessed to be here. And I praise God for Evangelist Montel Fields. Hallelujah. That's been through the fire. But guess what? Hallelujah. Does she have a testimony? Hallelujah. Evangelist Montel, are you on there? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know for sure what's going on there, but glory, we're going to go on anyhow. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, glory to God, when she's able to give her testimony, it's mind-blowing. Hallelujah. What God will do if you hold on, and if you know that God said he would give you the very desire of your heart. What are you desiring tonight? Will your desires glorify the Lord? Hallelujah. I know I have some desires tonight, and I know that they'll glorify the Lord because it's for ministry. Hallelujah. And I know that the work of the Lord's going to be done. Glory to God. I'm telling you, watch out. Hallelujah. I'm going to have a dynamite testimony here soon. Glory to God, because it's in the works right now. And Satan's tried to throw his little monkey wrench in it, but guess what? Standing on the Word of God, the God that said he cannot lie, that he said his Word is forever settled in heaven and his Word don't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I can count on him. And if God be for me, who can be against me? Glory to God, it don't matter tonight who's coming against. It don't matter, excuse me, what trials is coming your way. I had to get a drink of tea, my mouth dry. Glory. But I'm telling you, I am so excited about the choices that I have. And truly, we have choices every day. From when you wake up until you go to bed, you have choices. And I'm telling you, seek the Lord. Ask him what he would have you to do. Seek his face. You know what? There was a time that when the testers come and God told me he was going to do something and things started happening, and I said, okay, just forget it. But I'm telling you, glory to God, in this day and in this hour, glory to God, we're living in the last days. And I'm telling you, I am not letting nothing go that God said I can have. What's mine is mine. and I am going to the enemy's camp, and I'm taking back everything that he has stolen and robbed from me, because he's a thief and he's a liar. He'll steal everything you got. He'll steal your joy. He'll steal your confidence. He'll steal your ministry. He'll steal your wife, your husband, your mate that you're supposed to have. But I'm telling you, it's time to stand and fight. And this fight is in the spiritual realm. It's not in the natural. We're not going to get the job done in the natural. But in the spiritual realm, we're going to take back everything that the devil has stolen and robbed from us. Glory to God here, the people. You know, they was just on every different direction. And how many knows, glory to God, about Elijah on, I think it's Marsh Hill, how he told the people, how long have you been halt between two opinions? Glory to God, hallelujah. He said, let's have a duel. And the God that answers by fire, let him be God. Glory to God. So the fool, they gathered together. They built themselves an altar. Oh, and they cried out to their God. They got rocks and stones and cut themselves and laid on the altar, and nothing happened. Oh, nothing happened. But the prophet of God, he built an altar. He built a trench around it, and he said, fill up the trench with water. Glory to God, because now remember, he said the God that answers by fire, he is the God, because they was halt between two opinions. They could not make up their mind. Hallelujah. Do you have a made-up mind tonight? That's what it takes, a made-up mind. Glory. If your mind is made up, you hold on, because not even the gates of hell can prevail against it and take it away from it unless you're willing to let it go. Are you going to let your blessings go anymore? I'm not. I have made up my mind. Glory to God, even this night. I'm telling you, as I was praying and seeking the face of God, told me to stand and declare what he told me, because I know that I know that I know without a shadow of a doubt that God spoke to me. And I know that my God is big enough to bring it to pass if I hold on. Glory to God, and let him work and let him do whatever he has to do. But glory to God, intercede in the spiritual realm. Hallelujah, that the will of the Lord may be done. Glory to God, because I truly don't want my will to be done. Hallelujah, I want the will of God to be done. That way, it will be effective. That way, there'll be souls saved and born into the kingdom of God. Souls will be encouraged. They'll be strengthened. Glory, hallelujah. They too will rise up and put on the whole armor of God, like Ephesians chapter 6 talks about, that they'll be covered, that they'll have everything they need. Glory to God, to be effective against Satan and all of his little imps and all of the fallen angels. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, I'm excited tonight, because I know my God said, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. So I'm standing on that tonight. I declare it to be so. I declare that he is God, and him alone will I serve. Me and my house. Glory to God. We're going to stand for God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Evangelist Montel, anytime you get on there, just let me know. Hallelujah. We're going to Acts chapter 4. Hallelujah. Don't know what's come up or what, but God is God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many knows we got to be in season and out of season? We got to be ready at all times. Hallelujah. To see what God has for us. Praise God. And I'm telling you, here's some more. Glory to God that had a test. And we're going to talk about Peter and John. Glory to God. They had been beaten earlier on and thrown in prison and all kinds of things done to them. And they told them, they said, don't even speak the name of Jesus. You're forbidden to speak it. And do you know what? Do you think they sat back and said, well, they don't want to hear it, so we won't say it? Do you think that's what happened? Absolutely not. Glory to God. I'm going to start at verse 17 instead of verse 19. Hallelujah. And I want you to get this, church. Hallelujah. Because we have got to be so firm in God. Glory to God that when the wind blows, glory to God, it won't blow us over, because our house is not built on the sand, but it's built on the rock. And that rock is Christ Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to read this word that I'm so excited. I'm telling you, I could jump up and shout and praise God because I feel the presence of God, because I know that miracles are in the making right now for you. Yay, I said you. Glory. 17. But that is spread no further among the people. Let us threaten them that they should not henceforth no more speak in this man's name. And they called them and commanded them. Think about that for a minute. Yeah, they commanded them. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, think about it. They commanded them that they should not speak at all. Do you get that word, A-L-L? They was not to speak nor teach in the name of Jesus. You know why? Demons flee at that name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Why miracles happen at the name of Jesus. Glory. And I want you to listen to what Peter and John answered. What would your answer be? Think about that for a minute. Glory to God. I'm going to let you think about it before I read the rest of the scripture, what their answer was. Hallelujah. What would you say if they told you right now that they commanded you? You was threatened. You've been beaten. You've been thrown in prison. And you're commanded not to speak at all. Don't even mention his name in private. And surely don't teach or preach outside on the street. But Peter and John, glory to God, can you feel the boldness rising up? Glory. And that's what we need tonight, too. We need the boldness. They answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, ye judge. In other words, they said, what do you think? Hallelujah. Because they already knew what Peter and John was going to do, but they thought if they threatened them, they would back off. And that's Satan's tactic today. He tries to threaten. He said, oh, this won't work. That won't work. Don't do that. But I'm telling you, listen to the voice that you know. If you know the voice of the Lord, Peter and John told him, said, you judge. You tell me what's right. It said, for we can't but speak. He said, that's the only thing we can speak. The things which we have seen and heard. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So then that they further threatened them. And then they let them go, finding nothing how they might pursue them because of the people, for all men glorified God for that which was done. Because the miracle, glory to God, I'm going to go ahead and read that. For the man was about 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was shown. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had to say unto them. And when they heard, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who by thy mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? Glory to God. I'm telling you, they rejoiced, hallelujah, and they praised God with one mind and one accord. Hallelujah. And truly, when you get in one mind and one accord, you talking about hell backing up, because it don't have no choice but to get out of your way, because you're coming through in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, you're not alone, because all heaven is backing you up. Glory. You're not alone today. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I'm going to back up to 12 here. Neither is there salvation in any other name than the name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved. And when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they was unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, hallelujah, and they took knowledge of them, listen, that they had been with Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, they marveled. Here these men with all their degrees, all their doctrines, and here's some men, glory. They said they're unlearned, they're ignorant. Hallelujah. Do you know Jesus takes the foolish things of this world to confound the wise? Think about that for a minute. Hallelujah. Glory. But they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Why? Within the boldness that they spoke. Did they fight back in the natural? No. Their battle was in the spiritual realm. And I'm telling you today, glory, that mine and your battle is not in the natural. It's not with your brother, nor your sister, nor your neighbor, nor your boss. Your battle is in the spiritual realm. And if you want to come out on top, that's the only way you're going to get it done. Glory. They could have fought back. What good would that have done them? Hallelujah. It wouldn't have done them no good. But they accomplished more by standing and proclaiming the Lord. Hallelujah. Think about that. How marvelous. Glory. And beholding the man which was healed. Think about this. This man was 40 years old. Glory. He was healed, standing with them. They could not say nothing against it. What could they say? The evidence was right before their eyes. He was healed in the name of Jesus. What could they say? They couldn't deny it. So they thought if they threatened them that they would back off. Have you backed off because Satan threatened you? Don't give in to Satan's threat. Hallelujah, because you got the one on your side that'll back you up, the one that will go all the way with you. Glory, but when they had commanded them to go outside, hallelujah, the council, they confronted each other and themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For indeed, a notable miracle had been done. They knew that he was healed in the name of Jesus, but they didn't want the name of Jesus to get out. Just like today, you can talk about anything that you want to talk about. Glory to God, but when you say Jesus, people get nervous, hallelujah, and they want to cast you out. Glory to God, they don't want to be your friend no more, hallelujah, but they knew. They said, indeed, a notable miracle had been done by them. And it is manifest to all them that dwelt in Jerusalem, and we can't deny it. Think about that. The miracle had been done, and they couldn't deny it because everybody in Jerusalem seen it. Glory. Listen. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten them that they should not henceforth no more speak in his name. Glory to God, but that didn't do it, did it? No, because they was determined that as long as they had breath, they was going to praise the Lord. And they knew it would come down to giving their very life to serve God. But you know what? They was willing. They was willing to do whatever it took to serve God, to glorify his holy name, to withstand all the little imps and all the demons that Satan has that are sent out on this earth to try to pull God's people away, try to distract you, try to catch you off guard. But I'm telling you, don't let it catch you off guard. You say, how can I keep from it? By praying, by studying. Studying the Word of God is very important. And praying and fasting. And I'm not just saying, now I lay me down to sleep. I'm saying praying, get before the presence of God. See what God has for you. Be as bold as Peter and John were here. Glory to God. They didn't fight. They didn't argue with them. They just asked them a question. Whether it be right to hearken unto God or hearken unto them. They asked them a question. Hallelujah. And there was nothing they could do because everyone seen the miracles that had been done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have you seen miracles done in your life? Do you stand in need right now of a miracle? Oh, God, do I feel this? Do you need a miracle right now? Hallelujah. If you need a miracle, glory to God, I don't care who's around. If you're not ashamed to lift up your hand and ask God for what you need, glory to God, because there's miracles that's needed in each and everyone's life that's listening. And lift your hands right now to God and receive it. Receive your miracle. Stand on the Word of God until it comes to pass. Don't give up. Don't let the enemy have your blessing. Glory. What's yours is yours. And stand and fight for it. Hallelujah. Remember, in the spiritual realm is how you're going to get it done. You must be spiritually prepared to go into this battle, into an offensive warfare. Offensive. I'll get it right in a minute. Glory to God. Warfare. Because I'm telling you right now, we need holy boldness more than we ever had before. That is one of the strategies that the Lord is giving you right now. Glory to Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. There's somebody listening right now that there's been a fight over some land. And you know this land belongs to you. And the enemy has tried to steal it. You went to court over it. But I'm telling you right now, you hold on. Because what thus saith the Lord, that is the final word. He will have the final word on your behalf. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And that pastor right now that's listening, that there has been a battle raging in your congregation. Some little imps from Satan has came in the midst and has caused division. And you prayed, you sought God with your whole heart. And you feel like there's nothing else you can do. The Lord said, stand. Glory to God, you stand and preach, hallelujah, because God is moving right now on your behalf. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, I praise you. Yes, Lord, there's a widow right now that's listening, and there's people that's within your family that have come against you, and I see you just crying before the Lord, saying, what can I do? They're winning. But I'm here to tell you that he said he has got the last word. And he will take care of you. You've served him. Your husband served him. And these people will not prevail within your life. Be encouraged right now. I speak peace right now to flow in the midst of your home. Preston, will you come here, please? Handa Dios por de dia, caramas, handa Dios por de do de dia, ya. He de Dios por de do de dia, salamana de dia, sata de dia, kaya, ya. Hallelujah. Preston, come here. Excuse me for a minute, people. The Lord told me to get some reinforcements. I need you to pray with me right now. Dear Heavenly Father, me and Preston is coming in agreement right now for this widow. Oh, peace be unto you from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's taken care of you. You walked uprightly before him. You put in him, and he's coming to your rescue. Be encouraged. Sleep tonight. Your rest will come. You've not rest. You've not slept. Oh, the battle's been raging against you. Oh, and the talk is all around you. But God said, only listen to what he said. He said, what did I tell you, my child? Did I tell you that everything would be all right? Did I not tell you I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, but I will hold you in the palm of my hand. I am with you. Be not discouraged, but be ye encouraged this night. Glory, everything's going to be all right. Oh, hallelujah. You've been through the battle. You've truly been through the storm, but you're coming out. Glory! You're coming out. Hallelujah! Glory! You're coming out. Be encouraged. Hallelujah. There's somebody right now, glory to God, a mother that's been crying for her son to come to God. Oh, he's been in so many bar fights and about killed so many times and strung out on drugs and stealing all you got. And you say, God, what can I do? You don't even feel safe in your own home no more. Oh, but God's given you peace right now. As we come in agreement with you right now, peace will come to your home. Peace will come to your mind. You are a God-fearing woman, and you love the Lord with all your heart. And don't worry and don't fret. God will do exactly what he said he would do. He said, hold on, my child, just a little bit longer, and everything's going to be all right. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You out there, glory, that's been seeking God, even in this job opportunity that is to a new place. You said, Lord, do I go or do I stay? And you yourself in your mind is trying to weigh out the good in it and the bad in it. But God said he is in it. Take the step. Oh, God. Take the step of faith and launch on out there, because your destiny awaits you. As you step out, every door will open that needs to be opened, and behind you, every door is going to close that needs to be closed, because God is in the arrangement. Oh, God, yes. Yea, Lord. Yes, Lord. Well, and you know who I'm talking to right now. And you know you love the Lord, but you're half-stepping. Glory. You're half in and half out. And I'm telling you, that can't be. God said, you're either for me or you're against me. You're either blessed or you're either cursed. As Joshua said, me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And I know when you tell God that you're going to tell him right now, you're going to do it God's way. Yes, those so-called people that call themselves friends, that are not your friends. They're stabbing you in the back. They're stealing from you. They're lying on you. The tales that have got started about you, do you know where they came from? Those ones that are so-called your friends. Let them go. God said if you let them go, he'll open the windows of heaven. He will pour you out blessings that they are not even room enough to receive. Because, honey, it can't be both ways. You can't serve God and man. And you know this. I'm not going to call your name. You know who you are. Listen. Listen to the voice of the Lord that's talking to you right now. And I feel a peace that's coming down from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And God said that's to tell you he's there with you. And you won't be alone if you let those friends go, because they are not a friend. They are truly not your friends. Yes, Lord, I see them in the spirit just running over top of you. They're using you to get what they want. And that is not God. God said he would raise you up, friend. Serve him. Put him first. And great and mighty things will happen in your life. I'm telling you, God's going to send you a prayer partner. And it's so important that you have somebody that you can trust, that you can pray and agree with, study with. You need a good friend. And Jesus said he'll be your best friend because he can go with you all the way to the end. Be encouraged. Adios. Oh, did he have kind of must under the FC? Did he have custom? No, no, yeah. Oh, glory. Sister Montel, are you on there? Hallelujah. I don't know what's happened tonight. Glory to God, but she had a wonderful testimony. Glory to God, but it'll be another time. Hallelujah. I am so glad that I was able to come before you this night. I thank God for Preston that prayed and agreed with me. Hallelujah for you all. And we are going to continue to pray for you. And everything will be all right. God loves you. He's for you. But you have to have a made up mind. You're going to stand for God or you're going to stand for the world. I'm sorry, there's no straddling the fence. You're either in or you're out. You've got to make up your mind. The word said multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. Glory. There's so many right now that's in that valley of decision. They don't know what to do. But if you'll just call on the name of Jesus, oh, he's there for you. He loves you. He's there with arms outstretched, waiting for you to return to him. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He loves you. No, you haven't done too much. You haven't went too far. He's a forgiving God. He's a merciful God. He loves you. Oh, God, look to him. Oh, let him have his way in your life. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for the privilege of being on Reaching Out Radio International with Evangelist Montel Fields. Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Barbara Smith with the King of Glory Ministries in Garrett, Kentucky. And I want you to know that Jesus loves you and we love you and we're praying for you. We don't have to know your name, but he does. So as you are calling out to him, and you in particular, you know who God was talking to tonight. Listen to what he's saying. Listen. Listen to the voice of the Lord. God bless you. Good night. Have a wonderful night. Sit here. Talk to you soon. God bless you. We're praying.